The Licton Springs Tiny House Village sits on Aurora Avenue North. It's a homeless shelter where people with addiction issues can live. And neighbors are divided about whether it should stay. KUOW's Kate Walters reports from 87th Street and Aurora.
This village is different from the other city-authorized homeless encampments. Because you don't have to be sober to live there, it serves some of the toughest cases in the community. The residents live in a couple of dormitory-style tents and 30 tiny houses set up in rows. The tiny homes live up to their name, at 12 feet by 8 feet, about the size of a pretty small bedroom. They have windows, locking doors, electricity and heat.
You got a shelf, a dresser, a refrigerator, and a little DVD thing set up.
Meet Mike Tarp.
I live in Licton Springs in house 27.
Tarp lives with his girlfriend and their cat, Savage, named for the way she goes after dropped lunch meats. They've been in the tiny house village for about 6 months. He says before they moved in, they were living under an overpass.
I never knew when the cops were going to come and tell us to move. And here, we don't have to worry about that.
At the tiny house village, they're more stable, Tarp says, and they have access to case management. Richard Horn is one of the case managers. The tiny houses are meant to be a transition space on the way to something more permanent. But Horn says it's difficult to get the residents of the encampment into housing. At any time, there are roughly 60 people in the camp. In the past year, Horn says 13 have left for permanent housing.
It's hard to really get this particular type of population not only ready for housing, but ready for long-term housing, especially when there are so few units available and there are so many other people who are ready to make that move.
Horn says the vast majority of the residents he works with deal with addiction issues. Even though it's slow getting into housing, they say it's a life-changing place. But not everyone is happy about the camp being in the neighbourhood. As the city considers whether to extend the camp's permit for another year, they're hearing from some community members who associate the village with rising crime and drug use. Jim Sullivan and his wife have lived near Aurora for 25 years.
Our crime rate has increased tenfold. Car prowls, assaults, drug activity, needles. Not only car prowls, but going into people's garages, going into people's homes, going into their yards.
Some other neighbours share Sullivan's concerns and say trash in the neighbourhood has increased too. The Seattle Police Department says crime is up in the neighbourhood, but they say calls are within expected levels for a five-year average. Although some neighbours want the camp to move, the residents and operators of the village say they've made headway with changing perspectives for at least some in the community. Tarp feels that way.
You know, really trying to give people a better opinion of what they may have, and I'm pretty sure we've won a few people's hearts.
The operators of the camp say they work hard to be good neighbours. Charlie Johnson is one of them.
We've actually cleaned up. We pick up litter, needles, carts, everything. Every day, we clean this entire block area.
Johnson says the village is staffed 24 hours a day, and they try to respond to concerns within the community. The City of Seattle says they're open to all comments about the camp as they decide whether it can remain on Aurora for another year. The public comment period ends on April 5th. An evaluation of the camp's performance is also expected in the coming months. Regardless of whether the camp is allowed to stay, the lot where the tiny houses sit won't be a shelter forever. It's slated for development. Eventually, the Low Income Housing Institute, which owns it, plans to build an affordable apartment complex on the site. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.